Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you on this very, very hot day in Tucson to the Buckmaster Show. Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. Hope you are trying, or perhaps trying your best to stay cool. Let's put it that way. Dr. Victoria Mazes will be our lead-off guest in the first half hour. Then Keith Rosenblum, our border contributor, discussing these latest Mexican travel advisories for Sonora, especially the Nogales area. Then we'll wrap up the hour with Dr. Mark Sykes. Dr. Sykes heads up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. The Buckmaster Show live line is open for you at 790-2040. Our Facebook page, we invite you to become a friend of our program. It's easy to find. Bill Buckmaster will get you there. Dr. Victoria Mazes is the Executive Director of the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, a professor also of medicine, family medicine, and public health. She is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to pioneering change efforts that solve U.S. health care system problems. Together with her team at the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, she created and implemented a national scalable education model that teaches physicians lifestyle change, developed an innovative integrative primary care clinical model, and is carrying out a comparative effectiveness trial exploring clinical and cost outcomes. She's also developing non-invasive research tools that measure health and well-being, as well as the impact on place, on health. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook Women's Integrative Health and the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Congratulations. The Chronicle of Higher Education published your piece about an online program, as the headline says, that shapes doctors' minds and hearts. And I guess this goes back nearly 14 years ago for the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine at the U of A, when you began offering the content of your residential fellowships online.
Yes. So some of your listeners may know that I came to Tucson in 1998 to be a residential fellow, and that was an amazing experience. It was very conventional in certain ways. It was a two-year on-site fellowship. That is how fellowships are usually done. It was less conventional when we think about the content, which was really to begin to include mind-body influences, spirituality, the art of medicine, healing-oriented medicine, other systems like acupuncture and Ayurveda, botanicals, manual medicine, etc. And so we had this amazing experience of learning and taking care of patients at the University Medical Center, but it was limited to four doctors each year, and many people criticized then the program in integrative medicine, saying, what difference can you possibly make training
four doctors? Yeah, that's an uphill climb for making a huge impact nationwide. But now when you add the online component, it's a different story.
Absolutely. So I would say that residential fellowship had several outcomes. One is it did train doctors who went on to be leaders at integrative medicine centers around the country. Two, we were able to develop a curriculum in integrative medicine, the first of its kind in the world. And then three, we took that curriculum and we were able to adopt it. And we were early adopters. You know, we were pioneers in online education in medicine. And so we adopted it to an online learning. The doctors do come here for three residential weeks, but most of the learning is actually carried out using the internet. And by so doing, we were able to achieve two important things. One is we could go to scale. So we now train 130 fellows each year as opposed to four. And two, it became financially sustainable because those fellows pay for that two-year fellowship that they do. When I was a fellow, I was paid a meager salary, but I was indeed paid, and that meant we were dependent on philanthropic support to run that fellowship.
So, bottom line, since this all began online nearly 14 years ago, Some 1,000 fellows have graduated from the online program. Now, that's a big difference between four or six that came to the University of Arizona in person. This is impact stuff when you start talking about 1,000 spread out across the country or the world.
Yes, we have fellows in 49 states. They come from every medical subspecialty you could think of, whether it's family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN, but also things like oncology and cardiology. We have a cardiac surgeon who did our fellowship here in Tucson. So every specialty. And when you think about the average doctor has a patient panel of somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 patients, you're talking about a lot of patients who now can access integrative medicine. And that was our first step in scaling, but then we actually took it a step further.
Well, tell me, is the training online as effective as in person?
That's a really important and wonderful question. And I can tell you that we do measure the knowledge and skills of our fellows, and we find that they are incredibly effective and wonderful providers of integrative care. They don't have to disrupt their lives, move to Tucson, take a big cut in pay. They can continue to offer their patients care, stay in their same practice as they do their study and implement it within their practice as they go. We don't have a head-to-head comparison between the residential fellowship and our newer fellowship, but I can tell you that the patients who see these fellows are really delighted.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us, the executive director of the University of Arizona Bay Center for Integrative Medicine. And I think it's important for those that really may be new to the term integrative medicine. It's always worth defining when we're talking about this. And I guess you would define it as a healing-oriented practice that kind of takes into the well-being of the whole person.
Yes. We pay a lot of attention to lifestyle issues. We pay a lot of attention to the therapeutic relationships. So we see there being two experts in the room, the doctor or nurse practitioner by virtue of their training and clinical experience, the patient by virtue of their expertise of living life in their own skin and knowing what their preferences are, what their beliefs are, what has worked for them or hasn't worked for them, how sensitive they are to medicines. So we really work together with our patients in that partnership. We select for the most natural, least invasive, which is one of the reasons why we think this is a solution for our healthcare system, because that tends to be the least expensive way of taking care of people. And we, in so doing, incorporate other kinds of practices that aren't usually incorporated in conventional medicine, whether they're dietary supplements, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's a mind-body practice. All of that becomes a much larger toolbox and a more healing-oriented paradigm for caring for patients.
In your piece in the Chronicle of Higher Education, you talked about online patient, put this in quotes, patient waiting rooms. Online mm-hmm. patient waiting rooms, really a fascinating idea. What is that kind of you choosing virtual patients, I guess?
Yes, so medicine has really moved to something that's called case-based learning. We know that people learn best not by reading long lists of medicines or long lists of diagnoses, but rather by hearing, for example, Mrs. Smith comes to your office and she has this set of complaints, and when you do her physical exam, these are the findings, and what is the most likely diagnosis, and how would you approach treating her? So really bringing it into what we call a patient case. So to mimic that in our online learning, we have multiple different virtual patients. We, for privacy reasons, obviously can't use actual patients, but we can create patient scenarios that mimic real life and ask our fellows to use what they have learned to manage that patient.
And there is this growing demand for primary care physicians. Could this be one of the possible solutions in the toolbox?
I think it absolutely can. And one of the things that we feel very proud of is that many of the primary care doctors who come and do the fellowship speak of a sense of return to the calling that brought them to medicine to begin with, or feeling re-inspired to practice medicine. And they they begin to enjoy more what they're doing, to take more time, and to actually practice differently. We recently did a survey of our fellows, and one of the things we asked was whether, as a result of the fellowship, they felt that they prescribed fewer medications. And the vast majority, over 90%, said yes, that was indeed true.
How about the primary care physicians? Of course, you're training those folks, but with the nurse practitioners and physicians assistants, this is a huge growing field for folks that may want to get involved in those areas.
Absolutely. So we're very proud that this is an interprofessional training program, that it is for MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. We recently started adding certified nurse midwives, and we are about to begin to add PharmDs, so that there is a definite interprofessional courser. And by the way, if you are a health professional and you don't fit in one of those categories, we have a brand new interprofessional training program called the Integrative Health and Lifestyle Program that's open to all licensed professionals.
All right, this would be a good time to take a break. When we come back with Dr. Victoria Mazes, we are having this record-breaking heat this week, kind of early in June, early in the year to have it, but it's here. And of course, the question is, what about sunblock? That's what we address next on the Buckmaster Show Midweek Edition. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. Dr. Victoria Mazes, our health contributor, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. It's very appropriate that we would talk during the hottest week of the year about sunblocks. And if you go to the wherever, Walgreens, CVS, any pharmacy, you're going to see so many, a variety of sunblock products. And it seems like, Dr. Mazes, the SPF number keeps getting higher.
Yes.
Over 100.
Yes. So SPF is really a rating of how long someone could be in the sun without getting burned. But it's really questionable whether anything over 30 is meaningful. So I think it ends up being a marketing ploy. And two things. One, you need to reapply sunscreen after 2 hours, even though it says, you know, it's all day protection,
all day,
whatever, 2 hours. And two, SPF only measures UVB protection. That's what gives us the sunburn, but UVA actually penetrates deeper into our skin and can cause DNA damage. And so remember, it's not just sunscreen. Don't go out in the sun peak hours. We don't want to do that here anyway.
No.
You know, be in the shade when you can, wear protective clothing, wear a hat, wear sunglasses. We have to be careful because melanoma rates are increasing.
So you want to look for a sunscreen protection that has a combination of UVB and UVA.
That's exactly right. You want both. And you also want to be careful about the ingredients in your sunscreen. You know, you would hope that anything you grab from the shelf would be just fine. But amazingly enough, some of the ingredients are carcinogens. So here
really?
We're using sunscreen.
It's supposed to be protecting you from possible cancer.
That's exactly right.
Agents, and then you're putting something on your skin
that
puts you at risk.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense, but it turns out to be true. So in addition, there are chemicals in sunscreen that are hormone-disrupting chemicals. Those include oxybenzo, oxidoxate, I'm not going to say that quite right, homosalate. And these are complicated ingredients. What I would recommend to people is that you look at the Environmental Working Group's 2014 Guide to Sunscreen. Every year they update it, and this year they have 176 sunscreen products that meet the very high bar of providing sun protection without exposing us to dangerous environmental chemicals.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any questions about sunscreen, sun protection, Environmental Working Group, you've talked about them before. How do we access them?
They have a great website. It's free, ewg.org. They also have an app that's free that you could download if you have a smartphone or access on your computer. It's called Skin Deep.
So why would companies put these potentially harmful ingredients into the formula for their sunscreens? Is there must be some kind of economic thing going on?
Sometimes they have properties that they help the sunscreen smooth more easily on the skin. I mean, we've all probably bought sunscreens that are really pasty are unpleasant to try and put on, and some of those smoothing chemicals have phthalates in them or methylparabens that are hormone-disrupting chemicals. Sometimes they haven't paid attention. I think that as the word gets out about these environmental chemicals, more and more companies are becoming savvy to, let me create a sunscreen that actually is sun protective for my consumers and doesn't have any harmful ingredients.
The Environmental Working Group lists nearly 200?
That's right. And we have them on our shelves. I have no relationship to any of these companies, okay, but it's things like Alba Botanica. There is a Kiss My Face natural mineral sunscreen, Aubrey Organics, Badger. These are all companies that have gone above and beyond and have really clean products. And as I said, there's a full listing on the Environmental Working Group website.
And the ingredients try to be as natural as possible. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, there are some ingredients that you really do want to avoid because they can be carcinogens, they can be endocrine disruptors, and they could be allergens. And the Environmental Working Group actually looks at all of those. It rates the different products from 0 to 9, with 0 to 2 being the absolute best products in terms of having the safest ingredients in them, 3 to 6 being more moderate, and 7 to 9 being the worst. You can look for yourself. You may be most worried about it being an allergen because you have really sensitive skin, or you may be putting it on a small child and you don't want something that's hormone disrupting. So you can look with your own filters about what's the most important health consideration for you and your family.
A little bit of sun, though, is good for you.
That is absolutely true, because sun is how we make vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And if we completely cover ourselves with hats and long sleeves and sunscreen, we don't make vitamin D. And that's why even here in sunny Arizona, we have lots of people who are vitamin D deficient. But this intensely hot sun is not the best for us. So early in the morning, maybe at 8 or, you know, late in the day, in the winter, the sun's rays are not quite as damaging. But be careful in the middle of the day sun here.
I try to go out and do my watering after 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I'm not wearing a hat because I do want a little bit of sun exposure.
I think that makes sense, and I think it makes sense for people also to consider getting their vitamin D level checked. You make vitamin D through sun exposure in your skin, but you could also get vitamin D through a dietary supplement that you could get either over the counter or through a prescription from your doctor's office.
Well, I was very surprised when I had my vitamin D measured, and I really was deficient. And we've talked about this before. That's very common in southern Arizona.
It is common, and sometimes that can be a hidden reason that people have complaints like muscle or bone aches. They have something called osteomalacia. It can be something that increases the risk of a variety of cancers, including breast cancer. It can increase the risk of depression. So vitamin D, we call it a vitamin, but it's actually a hormone, and it has very wide-ranging effect on the body as a whole, as you can hear about its impact from bone to cancer to mood. I mean, that's quite a wide range.
Getting back to the Center for Integrative Medicine, you opened up a clinic up in Phoenix. How's that doing?
It is doing fabulously, and I'm really happy to announce that we are going to be opening an integrative primary care clinic in Tucson in the fall of 2015. And so if you have been waiting for such a clinic to exist, it is coming, and we will accept insurance, and we will have a full integrative team approach. We're very excited about it, and as it comes closer, I'd be delighted to share more news of it.
Well, that's the first I've heard of this, and I thank you for kind of breaking the news here on the Buckmaster Show about the clinic. A lot of people have waited for it. Where will it be? Do you have a location?
Yes, it will be at Hacienda del Sol and River.
Okay.
So hopefully that will be a good location. There'll be plenty of parking. Always important.
A quick question came in about vitamin D. A caller who did not want to go on the air. Can you get too much vitamin D from supplements, Dr.
Great Moses? Question. Yes, you can. It depends, of course, how much supplement you take. The Institute of Medicine says up to 4,000 international units a day is safe for anybody, although they don't recommend that everyone take that amount. Some people are taking tens of thousands each day. You can get toxic from too much vitamin D. So if you're taking more than 4,000 for some reason, you do want to have your blood level checked. Some people need more to have a normal level, but it could be too much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mazes. I hope you have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl may not be the last American being held by the Taliban. A pregnant American woman disappeared in Afghanistan in late 2012, along with her Canadian husband. According to the Senate's top Democrat, some of the Republicans criticizing the White House for the prisoner swap that freed Bergdahl have said in the past that no member of the armed forces should be left behind. Republicans say that Congress should have been consulted before the administration went through with the prisoner exchange. For the third time since yesterday, rebels in eastern Ukraine have taken control of a border guard base in that region, and California officials deciding to add the gray wolf to the state's endangered species list. The Dow's up 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views,
but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' cost. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's really amazing the progress we're seeing in downtown Tucson, thanks to popular hotspots like Historic Hotel Congress and Maynard's Market and Kitchen. Now, here's someone who really knows all about great events.
Hi, this is David Sleuths, Entertainment Director for Hotel Congress and Maynard's Market and Kitchen. We host over 350 events a year in downtown Tucson, from signature events like the Tucson Beer Championship and Agave Fest, to rock, jazz, comedy performances, weddings, company holiday parties, art openings, lectures, heck, you name it, we do it. And when we need help, we turn exclusively to the Arizona Party team. No one comes close to their professionalism and resources. We've asked a lot of crazy things from them, often at very short notice, and they always say, we can do that. And you know what? They do it. Oh, I'll trip them up one day, but I haven't yet. Keep up the good work, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, David. Yeah, we're kind of untrippable at Arizona Party Rental. Come on by and visit our showroom on Speedway just west of Alvernon or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 reverse osmosis drinking water system is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line number. The U.S. consulate has issued a second warning to Americans to use caution when traveling to Nogales, Sonora, due to multiple and ongoing threats. The consulate is warning Americans traveling to Nogales or surrounding areas to defer unnecessary travel at this time. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Keith Rosenblum. Keith is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. He writes for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He's a former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith, joining us from Nogales, Sonora. Keith, how are you?
Hello, Bill. But I'm actually in Tucson today, and you're going to have the pleasure momentarily of talking to Jesus Puyol, who is in Nogales, Sonora today, and he ought to be reaching you momentarily.
All right. We're going to be reaching and talking to Jesus. I believe he is on the line here. Before I do bring in Jesus, Keith, do you want to comment about this warning?
Yeah, I do. And I'd like to say this, Bill, that if I decided that your neighborhood where the radio station is was unsafe and that I really wouldn't recommend that people go there, or for that matter, that the neighborhood that you live in, Tucson, just assuming the most expensive zip code there is, was also an unsafe area, and I published something to that effect and told people not to be on guard when they're going either to the Buckmaster's home or to the station, that things might happen to them, but I can't really go into any detail, okay? Mm-hmm. You might say, hey, this seems like that's something odd. Maybe I have a right to know exactly what you're talking about. And by the way, what you're telling me doesn't check. You know, I've looked at the Tucson crime statistics, so why are you doing this? Well, this is what happens not just in Nogales, but places throughout the world. And in the case of Mexico, this is an ongoing thing, and it's done, and it has very severe repercussions when our State Department does it. And I can tell you, as I've had like a parrot, or must sound like a parrot on your show, in appearance after appearance, it's the likelihood of anything happening to you anywhere in the United States or Mexico today is less than that same thing happening to you or other things happening to you in the United States. But that doesn't matter. Our State Department continues to put that word out. So my take on it is ignore the whole thing until government presents something credible and says why it's doing it. I say ignore it completely. It's just people trying, supposedly protecting us or from ourselves, but in so doing, they're diminishing our rights more every day.
Let's welcome now Jesus Puyol, who joins us from Nogales, Sonora. Jesus is president of the Hotel Association of Nogales, Sonora. His family has owned the Fray Marcos Hotel, the oldest hotel in Nogales, for several generations. Jesus, how are you today?
Hi, Bill. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and it's our pleasure to be able to welcome you to the program to get your perspective on this travel warning. Is it your understanding that the U.S. consulate was issuing this because of some recent murders on the Sonoran side? Is that what triggered this?
Well, they had information that they couldn't let us know exactly what it was, but there were certain threats supposedly going on here in Nogales, and that's why they had to come up with this warning. But really, to tell you the truth, we don't know what exactly it was and why the travel warning to Nogales.
And how is it affecting the hotel operators on the other side of the border?
What's sad about all these travel warnings, Bill, is that it really affects all the small businesses here on the border region, both in Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Sonora. Hotel occupancies here in Nogales have gone from 70% to 20-30% at the time. So, and that's hotel operations. We're still in business because of the Mexican business that's going on here on the border, which is quite vibrant. But we used to rely a lot on the U.S. tourists, and we can hardly see those people on the streets anymore here in Nogales.
Jesus Pulio is with us, speaking on the Buckmaster Show live line from Nogales, Sonora. He is president of the Hotel Association of Nogales, Sonora. Also, we have Keith Rosenblum here in Tucson on the live line. He's our Buckmaster Show contributor. It's interesting, Jesus, that from what I'm hearing, that Rocky Point, Puerto Penasco, has not suffered because there was no specific travel warning to that area. Is that your understanding as well?
Exactly. There was no travel warning to Puerto Penasco or Rocky Point, as it's known in the state.
Well, what can you assure? What kind of assurance can you give us, Jesus? Of course, there's no guarantees of anything in life, but I'll ask you directly: is Nogales, Sonora, safe for a day visit or an overnight visit?
You know what, Bill? It is really, really safe. It is extremely safe. I mean, you have to take precautions anywhere you go, anywhere you travel in the world. Just like I've lived both in the U.S. and Mexico, lived in Tucson and Phoenix, and there were times when I was living in Tucson and Phoenix that you wouldn't go to certain areas, in town, because, you know, there were, you know, certain times and certain areas that were unsafe, just like there are in Mexico and any other country that you would travel to. So thanks for giving me the opportunity. I would like to invite everybody to come and visit us. It is perfectly safe to come to Nogales and, you know, enjoy a good meal. Come over and stay at a nice hotel. The medical tourism here in Nogales is booming. There's tons of people coming to the dentist here in Nogales. We offer excellent dental services here in Nogales, and it is perfectly safe, Bill. Anybody can come over any time of day, and they'll be perfectly fine.
Tell me a little bit about the Fray Marcos. It's a name that's been around a long time. It's kind of the grand dame of Sonora, Nogales, Sonora hotels, and I know your family has had it for many generations, and you really have tried to upgrade it, haven't you, Jesus?
Yes, it's a family business, Bill. We've been in business for 64 years now. I've been back in Nogales working here at the hotel for about 6 years now. Yes, we've been working a lot of remodeling our rooms, restaurant, the bar. We've got 91 rooms here at the hotel, restaurant and bar open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. So, I mean, we've got a lot of business going on, but we would like to see more of our friends from Tucson and Phoenix back here in Nogales again.
Keith, would you like to join in the conversation? Any questions for Jesus?
I would just say that what Jesus is telling you is that what I live there all the time is accurate, and the great thing about having someone like him on the line is that he can speak our language with our nuances without, you know, you can conduct a normal interview with someone like him, and that's not the case in so many places where a city can't defend itself. So what you have is this odd situation where the U.S. government says you can't go somewhere. We're not going to tell you why you can't go there, and yes, but trust us, we have credible threats. This is from the same government that supposedly, you know, goes and, if you allow me to, rescues a prisoner of war who now, it turns out, may not actually be quite the prisoner of war that we thought, and we turn over all sorts of things. So we're talking about, to me, credibility issues in government. If I'm going to declare the Buckmaster's neighborhood in Tucson or your radio station a dangerous area to go, the minimum that I expect as a halfway educated person is you tell me why. And we don't even have that. And that's why I'm saying I understand the frustration. I understand the grieving that people should do in places like Nogales. I'm glad there's someone the caliber of Jesus to be able to walk you through it.
Yes.
But that's not the case. And it's very rare for somebody in media like yourself to even
make the call to inquire about why we might have heard something.
Well, Jesus, we would like to stay in touch with you and continue to put you on the radio here to talk about the hotels in Nogales.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be more than happy to be on your show again, Bill. And if there's anything that you would like to talk about in regards to the border region and Nogales, I'd be more than happy to.
We had a caller that wanted to ask you, Jesus, have you finished the top floor and the bar area renovations at the hotel, the Fray Marcus?
No, we're still working on our sky room, which should be up and ready in about a year, Bill. We're still working. The thing is, we've been going... The city's been working on the downtown renovations for a while now, so we've been working with their timeline there. And once the city's done with all the streets and all that stuff that's going on right now, we're going to start working on our renovations as well.
Thank you so much, Jesus Pulio, who is the president of the Hotel Association of Nogales, Sonora, and Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show Border contributor. We thank you both for giving us some straight talk about these travel warnings to Nogales. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate, real estate, mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. This portion brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. I can't think of a better place to try to cool off this weekend than a little trip over, road trip to Silver City, where the elevation is a mile high to about 7,000 feet. That should translate into about 10 to 15 degrees, maybe more, in cooling. And when it gets up to 110 here in Tucson, the difference could be sizable. You can check out southwestnewmexico.org for all of the great places to stay and things to do, like hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, doing antiquing and art hunting in historic Silver City. Lots to do and great places to stay like Spirit Canyon Lodge and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Again, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now Dr. Mark Sykes. Dr. Sykes, CEO and Director of the Planetary Science Institute, and he is the Buckmaster Show contributor on space exploration, and he is the former chair of NASA's Small Bodies Assessment Group. Dr. Sykes, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here, Bill.
Thank you so much, and very serendipitous to have you on the program today, because a few hours ago, a National Academy report on the future of U.S. human exploration has been released. You saw a draft release of the report. What did you make of it?
Not much. I'm sorry to say that instead of thinking outside of the box, it kind of gilded the box to make it look prettier from the inside. You know, it says, you know, Mars is the ultimate destination because that's the furthest we could see sending humans. They couldn't come up with any justification for things beyond, like, inspiration or something. And so it was not a very inspiring report.
Well, if Mars is the ultimate destination, what are we talking about here in terms of vehicles to get us there, the timeline,
well,
and so on?
I think they're talking specifically about footprints on Mars and then the coffee table book afterwards. Mm. Because
let's go up and plant the flag.
Plant the flag. No discussion of permanent, you know, presence, if that's what it's all about. So it was a little disappointing in terms of the lack of kind of long-term vision and motivation for human exploration.
And did they address any of those questions about what they are thinking of as far as a timeline?
Oh, well, they were embracing what's been basically talked about over the last 25 years of, you know, Mars, or, you know, first go back to the moon, then on to Mars. That was articulated by George H.W. Bush. Time frame, yeah, 2030s or whenever, but some experts have estimated human mission to Mars straight from the Earth. It's about a $1 trillion project, you know, maybe half a trillion. And that's like $30 billion extra money a year to NASA for 30 years.
NASA really doesn't, if you were involved, if you had been involved with writing this report, what would you have put in the report?
Well, I think that we'd have to think about, you know, what it is that we're doing. Are we trying to build infrastructure to expand our economy out there? Is that possible? I think there's questions that are worth asking and answering that we can answer, such as, can we expand humans beyond Earth? You know, is it possible to say, settle the moon. I'm not talking about setting up Hiltons. I'm saying let's address the basic biological questions of whether Earth life can thrive in less than one Earth gravity. You know, what would it take? I mean, it's been in science fiction for a century. Let's look at the hard issues and find out if it's possible. Because if it's not possible to extend human life beyond the Earth so that we have more than one basket to put our eggs in, then, you know, that kind of puts the onus on the taking care of the one basket that we have to live in.
Maybe they're figuring that Mars is a lot more interesting, is capturing the public's imagination than going back to the moon and doing what you're suggesting. But
well, you could do it both for moon and Mars.
Uh-huh. You could use the moon as a launching pad.
Well,
no.
Moon's a lousy launching pad for Mars because it's got gravity.
Okay.
Space is a great launching place for Mars because there's no gravity there. But no, I mean, if people could live on the moon, then they could probably live on Mars, and you could build up the infrastructure that would require to support it. Again, if that's possible, it's just a matter of, are there questions that are worthwhile asking and answering? And that's a question that this panel didn't even address.
And are the natural resources of the moon, the mining of those resources?
Right. What could we do with that? Is it possible to, say, establish a self-sustaining space transportation infrastructure so that by using, say, near-Earth asteroid resources like water, would it be economically sensible to establish a system whereby the only thing we need to do is get something into low Earth orbit, and then we use space resources to get us wherever else there is that we want to go? I'm not saying that can happen. Or that's necessarily going to happen. Sure, we'd all like it, you know, but sometimes you got to sit down and do the homework. And people don't like to do homework.
Fundamental questions need to be answered first is what I'm hearing from
and
you.
And asked.
Dr. Mark Sykes with us, CEO and director of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, which is now over 40 years here in the Tucson area as a non-profit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. An item space-oriented that caught my eye yesterday. Godzilla of Earths detected around an alien sun. The Godzilla of Earths is a new type of huge and rocky alien world about 560 light years from Earth. It has been dubbed a mega Earth.
It's 17 times as massive as the Earth, and people can't figure out how would something like that even form. But actually, I have some thoughts about that.
Okay.
Because a lot of the exoplanets we see around these stars are Jupiter, super Jupiter type objects, and they're very close to the star. Well, the size of this Godzilla Earth, 17 times massive, is in the range of the size of the rocky core of Jupiter. And so if you had a Jupiter and you brought it in close enough to the star as part of its dynamical evolution, that you strip off all that hydrogen and helium surrounding it and you expose the core, this is what you'd end up with. I think that's going to be the path towards an explanation for this new kind of object. But it is absolutely fascinating.
It's a long way away, too.
Yeah. A lot of the Kepler stars are.
Yeah, but I mean, 17 times as massive as our planet, and being rocky. This is kind of what you would imagine. I mean, the rocky surface.
Well, heavy things sink to the center of objects, and so for Jupiter, the heavy metals and rocky materials sink to its center. Jupiter is 318 times as massive as the Earth. Its core is somewhere between 12 and 45 Earth masses. So if you got rid of all the hundreds of Earth masses of just gas because it gets too hot, gets blown away by you know, getting too close to the star, you're left with this core. So it makes sense. It makes sense that we could find objects like this.
Dr. Mark Sykes, always a pleasure having you on the show. I urge everybody to become a member of the Planetary Science Institute. You can find out more on their website, psi.edu, for more information. It is an economic driver for our community. The last I checked, Dr. Sykes, you had about, you were shepherding almost 100 scientists around the world. Yep. Am I close
yep.
with
You're,
the figure?
Yes, and we're having a record numbers of people lining up at the door wanting to apply to join us.
Well, that is good news indeed. Dr. Sykes, thanks for being with us. We will look for you in July on the Buckmaster Show.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial needs. Dr. Sykes taking a nice long drink right now of, yes, there you go, sound effects and all, of a nice, cool bottle of Culligan water. Coming up tomorrow, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. Then the Daily Double Show with Chris DeSimone comes on from 8 to 9. Then we have a new talk show here for Tucson at 4. That's from 4 to 5 in the afternoon on KVOI. That is hosted by Mike Shaw. And, of course, holding down the fort in the middle of the day, Rosemary Brandt, producer and host Bill Buckmaster with The Buckmaster Show. Rose and I hope you have a nice, cool afternoon and evening. Back tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.